Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
NMLS number 3030.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSER and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bulls forwards Nico Mirotic and Bobby Portis under the same roof today at the Advocate Center, but they're still not talking to each other. That, according to head coach Fred Hoiberg, Portis says he's over the whole fight, all of that stuff, just wants to focus on one thing.
I'm just here to play basketball, man. Just push my teammates to get better each and every day. In my last few games, we had some slippers with our energy. I'm trying to bring energy to practice and make us a better team.
Bulls play the Thunder tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. At the GM meetings for Major League Baseball, John Heyman is reporting that the Cubs have spoken to Baltimore about their closer, Zach Britton, but Theo Epstein says he's not ruled out a return for last year's closer, Wade Davis, either. And in college, the latest football playoff rankings will be released tonight. And in college basketball, big matchups tonight at the United Center. Number one Duke takes on number two Michigan State, and number four Kansas faces off with number seven Kentucky. Amazon is hiring in Crest Hill. Time is running out. This is your last chance to earn extra money this season. Get started today. Go to Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. And if you're searching for a solution to cracks in your brickwork, visit uswaterproofing.com to learn about foundation settling. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Regulator, mount up. We're caught.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
You can find him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. He is the lead writer for Bleacher Report on NFL and college scouting issues. He is our guy, Matt Miller, on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Another NFL week is in the books. The Bears can no longer pretend that they are ascending to something else or other, because the loss to the Packers stripped that all away, and that's where we are. Hi, Matt.
Hi, guys. It's crazy. We talked 1 week ago about, what if the Bears beat the Packers? What does it mean about this team? You know, are they ascending? You know, is it showing this team's getting better? And nope, losing to Brett Hundley. It's not good. And especially like to lose like that.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
I'm trying to remember what you said about Brett Hundley, because we talked about him briefly when he came out in the draft. How has he been, and how did he look with a couple of those throws relative to your draft expectations?
He still looks the same. Like, he still has, I think his mechanics just are lazy and inconsistent at times, but he is able to make some good throws. And I felt like at UCLA, he regressed over the 3 years, which was probably my biggest concern. And so he sat for 2 years. Where's he at? I think he's kind of at the same spot he was when he left school. So I don't see him as one of those guys that, you know, that you're going to trade a first-round pick for. It's not a Jimmy Garoppolo-type deal where in a year you're going to trade a first-round pick and he's going to be the starting quarterback for the New York Jets for 10 years or something like that. But he's, I think, for at least right now, he's a really good backup quarterback.
How have the Packers drafted? Because Aaron Rodgers covers up a lot of stink, and we've seen it over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Defensively, I mean, Clay Matthews is on the wrong side of 30, and Charles Woodson has been gone for a while now. I remember those two guys making plays. I like Mike Daniels, but I think he's a good player, not a great player. Have they just been missing defensively, playmaker-wise?
Yeah, to some extent. And I talked to someone in the Packers organization after last year's draft, just the 2017 draft, he told me it was the best draft they had ever had while he had been there, and he's been there for a long time. So they feel like they've corrected some of those mistakes, but they haven't drafted exceptionally well. And I think some of it has been, you know, it's weird because Ted Thompson hasn't really drafted to fill needs, which is cool. Like, you could say, okay, well, we're going to draft the best player available, but it has kind of left them with some weird choices. And, you know, for years they've had an issue of not having pass rushers, and, you know, Clay Matthews has been moved around a lot. You know, he's not just that true outside pass rusher anymore. And they've just missed on that, on finding that guy, you know, whether it was Dayton Jones or, like, Nick Perry's solid, but he's not great. Right. And so, and then you look in the secondary, like, you know, Demarius Randall has been really good, but he hasn't been, and he was probably misdrafted because they asked him to be an outside corner for the first couple of years, and he's really more of a slot or a safety. So they're trying to make up for some of that. But I also think that, like, they let Micah Hyde go in free agency, and he's probably going to be an all-pro in Buffalo. Like, you're telling me they couldn't use that right now, a strong safety? I definitely think they could.
I keep getting back to the performance of Jared Goff, and in the context of Mitchell Trubisky, trying to learn the lessons of what's going right. How can the Bears look at what has happened with a second year of a light going on to inform them of maybe some best practices when it comes to Trubisky's development?
Yeah, not just Trubisky, but I really think what the Rams and to some extent the Eagles have done should shift everyone's thinking in the NFL. Everyone should think about quarterback development a little differently. The problem is there's only one Sean McVay. And this time last year, when his name started to pop up as a candidate, the things that, like, that people would say about this guy, you know, and he was like 30 or 31 years old at the time, but you realize that, you know, like, he was really born for this position. You know, he grew up in football. His grandfather was the president of the 49ers, and, you know, he just accelerated through the coaching ranks so fast. And, you know, he had really hitched his wagon to Jay Gruden, which was very smart of him, but everyone just spoke so, like, glowingly of how smart he was as a play caller and as an X's and O's guy. And then you could match that with someone who is a really good leader and is really calm. And, you know, he's never too high, never too low. So it's just, like, he's the perfect match for it. And even, like, with Kyle Shanahan, kind of a similar guy, you know, different personalities, but another guy that you always heard was just born for it. So with Trubisky, yeah, we should all look at the Rams and say, God, if we could just get him some receivers like the Rams did. They went out and, you know, just bought and drafted some receivers for Goff, and look how it's paid off. And the Bears already have a really good running back in Jordan Howard, and the Rams have a good running back in Todd Gurley. I think a lot of it is understanding the players you have and getting a coach who can build a scheme for success. You know, like with Gurley is so big for Goff this year, Sean McVay has put him in a situation to have success instead of being an inside zone guy, which he was under Jeff Fisher, which is not what he's good at. So I would love that for Trubisky. I think he has some traits that are going to transcend any scheme with his arm strength and his character and even his mobility and outside the pocket. But I don't know who that head coach is or offensive coordinator is that you go get that can be a Sean McVay, because he's a pretty rare dude.
All right, you mentioned Jordan Howard. Perfect time to ask this question, because this is something I've been trying to figure out. I guess I haven't quite articulated this yet. We know that he's not an explosive, quick strike. Anytime he touches the ball, he can take it to the house kind of back. So you have to commit to a certain usage rate with him. You can't really throw him the ball either, because he can't catch. So for him to be at his most effective, it changes what your offense can do, because you must commit to X number of carries to wear down a defense. In some ways, is that a blessing and a curse? If that's really the only way you can maximize his effectiveness, what does it say about what it takes away from what else your offense could be doing?
No, that is put perfectly, and that's why they were scouting running backs so hard before the draft. And I know I've told you guys before, Alvin Kamara told me he thought, of all the teams that talked to him, and I asked him, like, a week before the draft, it's like, where do you think you're going to go? He's like, I don't know where I'm going to go, but the team that spent the most time on me was the Bears. And I'm thinking, like, what the hell? Why would the Bears draft Alvin Kamara? Well, now he has, like, 42 catches,
awesome.
And you see it, right? You see how explosive he is and how versatile he is. And I don't think that Howard is a very good fit for Dal Logan's offense. You know, if you're going to try to run a true West Coast, you need a, you know, the original guy to do it was Roger Craig. Like, you need someone who can catch the ball in the backfield, run off tackle. And I like Howard, and he obviously had a great rookie year, but that's not who he is. And so I think it's kind of a, like, it's an identity crisis of, okay, we have this traditional power back who we want to just wear defenses down with, but you can't get a lead to do that on the one hand, and you don't have the receivers to get safeties out of the box on the other, and then the scheme you're trying to run, hey, he's really not the best fit for.
If you were buying stock in the AFC, who's next up in the next couple of years? Because we think that Tom Brady can play until he's 45, but, you know, things happen.
Or
we saw
50.
That. We saw what happened with Peyton Manning, where he fell off the table after a couple of injuries. Ben Roethlisberger has been telling people that he doesn't want to play football for the last year and a half. He's still doing his thing, but it seems like they might go out in the same time frame. And then after that, you got the Chiefs with Alex Smith, who maybe Pat Mahomes will be the quarterback in the next year or two, and the Titans, and that Jaguars defense is ridiculous. Who's next up in the AFC if you're looking at it 2 or 3 years down the line?
I mean, as long as Andy Reid's involved, the Chiefs will be good. Like, and maybe that's Mahomes. So I talked to Mahomes this week. He's doing great. He's loving life, not playing. He's learning. You know, he understands his role this year was to learn and get better. And he feels like he's done a lot of that. So I think the Chiefs will always be super competitive. If I had to pick a team, though, that could be, like, dominant, it would be Houston, just because of – and I don't think J.J. Watt's ever going to be J.J. Watt again. I think the injuries are just – you know, once you're broken, you're kind of broken. And I think that's where he's at. But if I can have Deshaun Watson and, you know, Deontay Foreman and those receivers, and then you have Jadeveon Clowney and Merciless, and they have a good young secondary, and they've got some good young off-ball linebackers with Dylan Cole and the kid they got from Cunningham from Vanderbilt mm-hmm. in the draft. So I think Houston, if they can just keep it together, because you got a GM who's, I mean, he's a little power happy, and you got a head coach that it seems like they're trying to fire every chance they get. If they can keep it together and give Deshaun an offensive line and help him develop and stay ahead of the curve, I think they could be really good.
Who's the best head coach that doesn't have a head coaching job right now in the NFL?
Oh, God, that's a tough question.
You could throw some TV guys in there if you want to.
I don't think John Gruden's a good coach. So I know right now all those rumors are heating up. I don't think Gruden's the guy. Man, the best head coach that I heard.
Mike Shanahan's still out there. Chip Kelly's still out there, even though Tennessee and Florida might want him.
It might be Josh McDaniels. It might be Dave Taub, special teams coach of the Chiefs. Like, just from – I think the NFL, we're weird about this, where we look at a team that has a good offense and we hire that offensive coordinator. It doesn't mean he's going to be a good head coach. You need someone who can be a CEO and be a leader and an overseer. So I think Dave Taub would be a really, really interesting guy, and it might be a hard sell because he is a special teams coordinator, but I think the staff he could put together because of that connection would be really good.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've had a lot of material games in college to watch, and we've seen some guys jump out at us. I'm going to ask you about a player that has been remarkable in the last couple of weeks, and it's Josh Jackson from Iowa, the cornerback, who is every time you look up, it's a pick six or a spectacular athletic interception. Is he just a college player making plays on TV, or is he a prospect?
He's a prospect, man. It's 2 weeks ago, maybe, or last week, on our Friday morning edition of the podcast, Acosta and I were talking about it. And we're talking, okay, what games are we going to scout this weekend? And it was the Iowa game. And he was like, man, that corner for Iowa, Josh Jackson, is a stud. And sure enough, the next day he had two pick sixes and a forced fumble. So I don't think you can ignore that. And I remember Justin Gilbert at Oklahoma State. He had a great year with stats. And you look and he's like, damn, this dude's 6'1", 200 pounds, and he's fast. And you found out he hated football. You know, so as long as Joshua Jackson doesn't hate football, and I can't imagine someone playing for Kirk Ferentz if they didn't love the game. And he looks prototypical, you know, in terms of height, weight, speed, ball skills. He's aggressive as a tackler. He seems to have it all. So the last guy I anointed at corner got suspended for a year, Holton Hill at Texas. So I'm hesitant to be like, ooh, Josh Jackson's the dude. But Just what I've seen, he looks like a first rounder.
Okay, let me ask you about one other guy who I've seen, and I've been watching very carefully, and it's just weird, because sometimes you just see a guy, and I think, no, my, and I don't think he's a, he just looks like a mid-round guy, but it's Iowa State wide receiver Allen Lazard.
Yeah, he probably is because he's not explosive.
Right, but he's really, he runs really good routes. He settles into zones, and it always seems like he's targeted despite extra attention to make a big catch.
Yeah, those guys like that, you know, I mean, we throw that label possession receiver at them because they're not fast enough to stretch you over the top, but they're just incredibly reliable. So I think the rub for him is we'll be testing, and hopefully he gets a Senior Bowl invite and accepts, and you know, we get a chance to see him down there against that competition, and then hopefully he can train and run well in Indy. But, yeah, he's probably a mid-round dude who's going to carve out a really good NFL career because he does have great hands. He's a very good route runner. He's just not explosive.
All right, I'm done talking about mid-round bums. I want to talk about.
Look, I bounce things off of him because I want to
save that for the draft time that we talk to him.
It's also a skill to know if you're looking at a mid-round bum.
You ask about third wide receivers for the Tennessee Titans 2 years from now.
Bears, man.
I want to talk to you. Talk to you about Kerryon Johnson. The guy's been burning it up, and Georgia, they just did it against a really good team. You know, we were waiting for that. Georgia doesn't know that they're playing football at this point game, and they did it against Auburn. Kerryon Johnson is sneaking his way into that top five or so Heisman voting. How good a player is he, the Auburn running back?
Yeah, I was shocked because I thought Petway was the dude down there, and then you see this other guy who is more complete, you know, faster. I think vision's better. As far as a draft prospect, I don't have him ranked yet. I probably started watching him about 3 weeks ago, so I'm still getting caught up. But watching him tear up that Georgia defense, is eye-opening, just how explosive he is. So he's definitely on my list. Like you said, he's moving his name into the Heisman watch, which, you know, I've been arguing with people all day about that with Baker Mayfield and Bryce Love, and everyone thinks Lamar Jackson deserves it again this year.
It's Baker Mayfield. Right now, it's Baker. That's it.
Yeah,
please.
I mean, and that's no slight to Lamar. He's had a good year, but he had 51 touchdowns last year. He's 36 right now, and those, put him up there as passers. Baker's a better passer, higher completion percentage, more touchdowns, only one more pick, I think. So it's Baker. It's got
to
be Baker.
Am I wrong to feel this way, that if Wisconsin goes on to go to the Big Ten championship game undefeated, and if they beat Ohio State or whoever the hell they face in that thing, that they're still not a better team than Auburn or Georgia, even if they have two losses?
I feel that way. But that's such a big, like, hard argument.
I know.
You get an 11-0 or 12-0 Wisconsin, it's like, oh, you know, you just ran through the Big Ten. We got to put you in there. But I still think Georgia just had a bad day.
Yeah.
Against a really good Auburn team. And they're young, you know, on offense, and they're still figuring it out. So I still think Georgia is one of the four best teams in the country.
All right, Matt, we'll do this again next week, man. Have a good week.
Looking forward to it, boys. See ya.
Matt Miller, brought to you by Private Bank, now CIBC. The Private Bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC.
I hope Zach wasn't listening to that segment, because we got a Dow Logans and a Dave
Taub. Yes. Zach, an angry Zach is fuming in his car, shaking his fist at the heavens. Also,
what's up?
There's some people.
What do we have to do?
Some people via the text line have to stop going out of their way to pretend they don't understand what's going on. I thought I made this very clear, but the difference between a professional sports workplace and a typical office workplace.
There are similar elements, but it's not the same.
Correct. Your workplace is that things that would get you fired are not the same as things that would get them fired. I'm going to do my best to try to be more specific about that when we come back on The Score.
Bears fans, it's football season, so count on us to deliver massive quantities of Bears talk. Guaranteed. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. I'm still trying to get my arms wrapped around this Josh Beckett story. Still waiting for some sort of explanation as to why a three-time All-Star and a World Series MVP was arrested for rushing a stage and tackling the lead singer of a country band at an open mic night. Surely there's a reason why that might happen. Has to be, right? Well, according to TMZ, he was arrested for public intoxication, so that's a reason. But how does that happen? And how about that mugshot? They say that a picture is worth a thousand words. If that's the case, that one is worth a million words. And given the alleged injuries, probably worth a few $100,000, at least. And the only thing better than the mugger was the action shot, where Beckett is shown leaving his feet, going fully horizontal, and laying out to make that tackle. I'm still not sure exactly what happened, but I cannot wait to find out. I'm Jim Rome.
Get a head start on Black Friday at JCPenney. Up to 40% off major appliances from your favorite brands. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Plus, get up to 36-month special financing through November 29th. Hurry in. These Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased 11-1 through 11-29 starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Financing terms valid through 11-29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank?
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
002.
Howard Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The bright way to buy. Visit Sunrise Chevrolet. .com and tell him Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers. See dealer for details.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek new, Star Trek old, Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Merchants.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Are you singing?
Yeah, I like the jingle there. I like the... I like things to sing me to sleep, to make me feel like...
Ah, see, now you've got it.
What's up, buddy?
Falling asleep.
Yeah.
Because you can fall asleep even easier right now at the fall asleep sale that's going on at Mattress Firm. And the holidays are coming up, and you're going to want to prep the guest room for friends and family. It's a great time for that, because when you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress, you'll get another mattress 50% off. But hurry, this offer ends Tuesday.
Yeah, through Tuesday, you can get a Beautyrest Fern Queen mattress for just $399.99, and you can find your perfect Serta memory foam queen mattress for just $474.99. And Mattress Firm wants you to shop with confidence, knowing you're getting the lowest price. If you happen to find the same or comparable mattress set for less than their displayed or advertised price, simply bring in the advertisement and they'll beat the price by 10%. That's crazy. Even up to 100 days after the purchase. This is why Mattress Firm is better than the rest.
You can choose from over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99. Don't wait any longer. If you come in right now, you can find your perfect mattress. You don't pay a cent of interest, because you will get 0% APR for 5 years, 60 entire months of sleeping interest free. But again, this offer ends Tuesday as part of the Fall Asleep Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
We're cheap and proud of it.
Tonight, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 p.m. at The Scout at 1301 South Wabash Avenue in Chicago. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The timeline for him getting back is... it's all how he's feeling, you know, and recovering from, you know what he went through. So, and he's obviously got to get his conditioning up to a level that he needs to. So, that's all a part of, that's all process for him.
Dan, I wonder if this is a pride or a danger thing or both, because like you really got to ask Nico and sit down with him. Do you feel unsafe in a room going forward with him before? Forward, because we've heard about fights before.
Right.
We've heard about guys fighting and maybe not having this severe, an injury, because he's really hurt. But is it a pride thing? Like, I stepped to a guy and he gave me the what for? Is it that I don't feel safe around him? I don't ever want to play with him? Because I don't feel safe around him and I don't ever want to play with him.
Two different things. But for those who are not understood, keep comparing their workplace. And I mentioned that actuaries aren't setting hard screens on each other. It's physical contact is a part of their work. Right. It's like talking about football players in practice and saying, it's an uncomfortable workplace because he ran into me. They're professional basketball players, and part of what they do is physical. They are jostling with each other. They are running into each other. They are fighting for space. It does not excuse punching somebody. No. I'm not trying to do that, but it changes the dynamic in a given situation during a practice as things were getting physical, things were heating up. The line is in a different place and the interpretations are in a different place. Unless we see the tape, unless we actually have a look at exactly what happened, we're never actually going to know. But for all these, if I did that, I'd get fired. That's...
you wouldn't walk home with your money, right? Either.
That's because
he's going to go home with his money if he gets fired.
Look, if you're working in an insurance office, it's different than being at an NBA practice. That the standards by which we view some of these things and what is perceived as menacing. I mean, by that token, if we're holding it to your workplace, nobody can set a hard screen.
Scream at you.
Nobody can shove anybody out of the way while trying to get a rebound. Right. Nobody. I mean, look at these guys swinging their elbows around after
it's clear
space. Right. I mean, come on. You got to stop with that. And you got to stop pretending that you don't understand that difference. Because at this point, you're just pretending.
Shep found this for us from criminal.findlaw.com. Assault and battery overview. In most states, and I don't know if this applies to Illinois, but rock with me here. An assault/battery is committed when one person tries to or does physically strike another or acts in a threatening manner to put another in fear of immediate harm. Many states declare that a more serious or aggravated assault battery occurs when one tries to or does cause severe injury to another or causes injury through use of a deadly weapon. Assaults and batteries can be pursued in via civil laws. Mm-hmm. For information on personal injury cases involving assault and battery, visit da da da. But can you apply acts in a threatening manner to put another in fear of immediate harm to Nico?
We haven't seen it. We don't know. Without actually seeing what happened, there's no way to possibly speculate on that.
And I think a lot of people are reacting, well, obviously, because of the damage that the punch inflicted as well.
312 says, if you don't think actuaries are setting hard screens, you only know soft actuaries. Westside Rod, you're on the score. Hey, Rod.
What's going on, fellas? What's happening? Hey, listen, couple questions real fast. You think that maybe Nico's problem was early on, he saw that his spot was probably about to be taken by a 7'1", really athletic, shooting European guy that was 10 years younger. Now he kind of thought, oh, hell, there's going to be a problem. And Dan and both of you, as much as you guys have covered the NBA, especially you, Dan, in the early 90s, you remember the big issue with the Dallas Mavericks, the early 90s Dallas Mavericks?
Yeah, Jason Kidd, Jamal Mashburn, Jimmy Jackson fighting over Tony Braxton.
Yeah, about Tony Braxton. Did you know anything about that?
It was true.
That was supposed to be. They were supposed to be like the new hot young team and everything.
They were. Yes.
Apart, and they had to trade them, all three of them, I thought, eventually.
Yes.
You know, it was just crazy.
Jimmy,
man.
I believe this.
Yeah, but that wasn't over basketball.
That was over a very specific woman.
And
if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sure I'm going to get a text from one of my dudes that are listening right now, but it was Jimmy that was dating her. Jason, who liked her, and Jamal, who just wanted to date her at some point. So it was like, yeah, you have her. I like her now that you have her. And hey, y'all, I would like her too at some point in this relationship.
This reminds me of a certain hockey team.
Well,
scoreboard update.
Thank you, Tanny.
Do you think that there was a woman, maybe the root of this problem? Nico and Bobby?
No.
No?
No. No. No.
Ruling that one out entirely?
No.
Let's float that out there.
No.
I want to get that going.
No, you want to get that rumor started?
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
What better time or place?
No, Bobby and the rest of that team kind of looked at Nico as an outsider because he didn't want to practice with them. And then he came in there, you know, strutting his stuff. And
hello, I'm Beck.
He just does not sound like that, but okay.
A little racist, I'm sorry.
Just tiny bit.
Just a little bit. Just a smidge of racism.
Morning show.
Yeah. Wait, what? From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. And yes, the Nico Mirotic-Bobby Portis saga continues. It's been nearly a month since Portis punched Mirotic during practice, and the two have still not spoken to one another. Today, both players at Bulls practice and still did not interact. Chicago visits Oklahoma City tomorrow night. Chris Dunn likely to start for Justin Holliday there. Holliday not making the trip. His wife just gave birth. In Major League Baseball, the GM meeting is underway in Orlando. The Cubs are reportedly interested in Orioles closer Zach Britton and team president Theo Epstein, also open to re-signing free agent Wade Davis. Finally, in college, the football playoff rankings out tonight. And in college basketball, at the United Center this evening, number one Duke plays number two Michigan State, and number four Kansas faces off with number seven Kentucky. It's the Champions Classic. This scoreboard update brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Enrollment for health insurance is now open. To avoid the tax penalty and to find out if you are eligible to receive financial help, go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 1-866-311-1119 to shop for a plan or schedule free in-person help. And the closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The market's down, down, down. The Dow is down 30 points, the NASDAQ down 20 points, and the S&P is down 6 points. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. So, what are you doing?
Oh, don't. That makes me crazy. Why are you doing that? Don't do that.
What is he doing?
He's rubbing a paper cup on the windscreen of the microphone.
For
stop
what
it.
Purpose?
It's like
why?
What are you doing?
So I thought Kevin needed to catch his breath. He seems a little out of breath there. Oh,
what are you trying to say?
No, I just...
I'm fine. I'm good. I can go all day.
Drinking out of Rick Camp's coffee mug?
Rick Camp does not drink coffee.
What does he drink, Kevin? Syrup?
He prefers syrup. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Bye.
All right. The Bernstein and Golf Show. That's what you're listening to. Dan, who do we have here coming up? Adam Kramer? In about 7 minutes, we'll talk some collegiate football with him.
Yeah, a lot going on. The rankings coming out tonight. Mm-hmm. Grabbing some phone calls real quick ahead of that. Jason is in L.A. He's on The Score. What's up, Jay?
Hey, man, I really long for the days of my Chicago Bulls to be run by a competent group of people. You know, Jerry Krause and Tim Floyd. Those are the kind of people that I need back in my life at this point. I swear to God.
Yeah, hold on, Jason. Be careful what you wish for.
This is what I'm dealing with right now. Because you know what the thing is? I don't know who was there. I don't know if it was an open practice, actually. I just don't trust anything that comes out this organization's mouth. I don't. First of all, why are we even talking to Bobby about how he feels about the incident? Of course he feels fine. He ain't the one who got jacked. Oh, he feels great. I'm over it. I've moved on. Yeah, you have. But I don't trust what Paxton says. I don't know. I don't trust the bums that are on this team because they all banded together, a band of bums banding together. That's great. But in the end, some dude got his face fractured. There's psychological damage as well as physical damage that he has to deal with. 6 to 8 week prognosis is ridiculous. And then you're going to ask him, well, he needs to be back with the team because, you know, that's what we expect of him. I don't care what you expect. I expect you to be a better run organization after your, I don't know, 12th year doing it.
You do?
Yes.
Good luck
Jason.
With that.
Appreciate you.
Good luck with those expectations, Jay. Thanks.
In this situation, though, what do you do? You got to tell a guy, hey, man, we're still paying you, so can you come back to work?
And he could theoretically get a restraining order, right? Couldn't
this
he?
Is crazy.
Couldn't he go in front of a judge and say, keep this guy away from me? You know, even when we're playing, he can't guard me. I mean, who knows what this?
They need a pick to hit too. If Bobby Portis is playing well, and he's playing well with that second unit because. You know, there's not a lot of guys on the second units of other teams that can match up with him right now in these first couple of weeks, but he's been back this week that he's been back, I should say. They need somebody to develop. And if they trade Bobby Portis and he goes somewhere and he becomes a really good off the bench big man and helps the team get to the playoffs or wins with him, they're going to look really bad. So right now you're in between a rock and a hard place. You just paid a guy 12.7 a year for 2 years, something like that, and you've got a pick that seems like he's starting to get it a little bit. Physically, understanding his game, he slowed down. Like Bobby was always in a rush to put every move on
everything
every guy.
Was hurried.
Yeah, exactly.
He's letting the game come to
finally,
him a little bit. Yeah.
And now you have this predicament. That's the problem that John Paxton and Gar Forman have right now. Haven't heard from Gar in a while. And it's new money must be good.
We will talk college football with Adam Kramer of Bleacher Report. He's terrific. You don't want to miss him. There's stuff going on and some area teams involved. You got The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
You need new sheets because your sheets aren't good enough. And you think, I don't know anything about sheets. I want nice new sheets, but I don't know about Egyptian cotton and organic cotton and thread count. Stop. You don't have to know anything. All you need to know is this, brooklinen.com. It's that simple. It was not always this simple, but that was the idea of Brooklinen, to make it simple, because the founders of this just thought it was ridiculous how hard it was and how expensive it was to get luxury bedding. And now they've streamlined everything through this business they've created, brooklinen.com. I love my Brooklinen sheets. You should try them. You'll love them too, because it's luxury bedding and it's underpriced. So Brooklinen.com. Sportsradio610.com has an exclusive offer just for you, just for listening, to have this opportunity to give it a shot. And it's no risk to you. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident you'll love your new sheets that they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into. And we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry, wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Save $200 with our Black Friday sale at simplisafe.com/best. Hurry, ends soon.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to Sprint.com/GS8, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, 1563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until 1/31/19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month for line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within two invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to give advice.
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, or call...
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
UNCIS, CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Haynes only rushed three. Throw high. There's the pick. Jaquan Johnson will be the first wearer of the turnover chain tonight.
This turnover chain and its importance is more than just a symbol. 10-karat gold and Cuban links has got orangey green jewels on it. Manny Diaz's thoughts on this turnover chain and its importance is more than just a symbol.
We kicked around a lot of ideas as a staff, and I don't remember who came up with it, but someone said a Cuban link. And once we all looked at what a Cuban link was and how it could look, it was a no-brainer.
The Canes are back, but are they really, though? though. Oh, the mollywopping that happened on Saturday was ridiculous. It was as lopsided a game as I've seen in terms of speed this year. But they did win two games with last-second catches, so the doubt is still there for a lot of people. Let's talk to Adam Kramer about it.
Adam Kramer's on Twitter at Kegs and Eggs, and he's with us on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So here we are, ready for the new rankings to come out tonight. What do you expect? What do you think is going to be fair?
I think what I expect is that Miami will make a serious push for the number one spot. And I think that will be fair, too. Here's what I would watch tonight, and maybe the most interesting part in how the committee is going to think this through is not necessarily what you do with Miami. Like, their conclusion is right out there. If they continue to win, they're going to be in. The part where it could get interesting is if you have, say, a one-loss Miami as a non-conference champion versus, say, a one-loss Alabama. Mm-hmm. What would you do there? So you start to figure out now what the committee thinks of these resumes, with obviously is still a ton of meat on the bone to come. For Alabama, you've got Auburn and Georgia potentially, so a lot of work to do there. And then the other thing I'm really interested to see is how they rank Auburn and Georgia. I know Georgia just got beat up by Auburn, but what are you going to do about that LSU loss? What are you going to do about the loss to Clemson? Are you going to put a two-loss team in front of the one-loss team, Georgia, who's got a really good resume? And that, to me, is probably the most interesting thing that I'll be looking forward to tonight.
I root for chaos in most situations. This is no different. It is going to be hilarious to me to see a Big Ten team, maybe in a Pac-12 team, not be in the CFP. Notre Dame kind of ruined it a little bit, because if Notre Dame holds fast, you got an independent team, maybe two SEC teams and a Big 12 team in there. But is there any way that if Wisconsin wins out, they're not in this top four?
No, there's no way.
Even if they're not better than two or three teams behind them?
Correct. At some point, what an undefeated season has to mean something. And I know that the committee will do what it can to make a point about playing up, and I think it's working. But if you go undefeated in the Big Ten, and you beat Michigan this week, you handle Iowa well. I know Iowa's not exactly like a top 10 team, but still a good win. And then you handle, you know, Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. There's just absolutely no way they would leave them out. The thing that's going to get some buzz right now is, what about Ohio State? You know, is Ohio State still in the mix? I still think it's going to take a lot. That loss against Iowa, yes, we'll forget maybe in a few weeks just how bad it was. But to me, as much as the playoff would probably love to have that brand in, I still think that's going to take quite a bit.
I love how we get into the retroactive definition of good win or not as bad a loss based on what the teams do. I don't know how much the committee buys that. It tends to bother me to say, well, that win's looking a whole lot better now. Shouldn't we judge wins in the context of what they meant at the time?
Yes, with the ability to at least evaluate that win somewhat with where the season went. And who was involved, what quarterback was playing, et cetera. But I'm kind of with you, because things happen throughout a course of a year where things just turn sideways for a team. It doesn't mean that team was bad at the time. It just means that something happened where ultimately their path changed. And you know, again, 18 to 22-year-old kids, the whole thing that happens where college football seasons and teams just kind of fall back. I totally agree with you. And when you look at the final end of the season and the way a resume will fall apart or come together, and expecting a room full of, you know, 12, 13 people to try to assess that, it seems like a bit much. Who you beat at the time, where they're ranked, given what we have to go off of, feels like it should matter. And yes, you can look at it when all the results are in, the totality of it all, I think, would make sense to say, hey, maybe that win doesn't mean as much as it once did. But just because you beat somebody that was perceived to be good, that is suddenly bad, like, it shouldn't necessarily take away from that. In the time, I still think it means quite a bit.
Who'd have thought that in 2017, the two worst Florida schools amongst the major powers in that state are Florida and Florida State? Florida State loses their quarterback. Florida loses their coach. How do these two programs rebound, and who gets back to national championship contention first?
Florida might lose to a team that didn't have a football program this week. I mean, they play UAB, and that's like only a 10.5-point spread to put in perspective just how bad it's been. I think both have too much going for them to be down for too long.
Even now, if Jimbo Fisher goes to Texas A&M?
I was going to say, you've got to keep an eye on that. I would still be somewhat surprised if he did. The interesting thing about Jimbo now, this is very similar to the blueprint, what Notre Dame had to do, is he's got to turn over a whole staff, which Brian Kelly did a good job of, obviously last week aside. He's going to get his quarterback healthy, hopefully, which is going to make a big difference. They're going to lose some talent, but they still have a lot of really good players. So I'd say short term, Florida State is still in a position to put forth an encore season closer to what we've seen from Notre Dame to what we've seen this year, which it just looks like they've quit. I think with Florida, it's a matter of who they hire. I thought for the longest time that Scott Frost would be a great fit, but I think there'll be some growing pains there. I think he's a great coach. I think he'll recruit well, but I don't necessarily think you'll have an immediate turnaround. That being said, UCF was winless and now 2 years later is undefeated. He's done a remarkable job. So to be determined on who they hire, but if Frost is the guy, I don't think it will be long before they're doing what Florida should be doing.
Notre Dame plays an ACC-type schedule, and they are still independent. When you see a loss like that, what's the biggest difference in those kinds of games? Because they recruit everywhere. They're still a national power in terms of branding, but I haven't seen a speed differential like that in a very long time.
How does that happen?
Yeah, and this is a Miami team whose defense is damn good, but that was like hyper-fast territory this Saturday.
That was jarring. You had players who've been really productive for Notre Dame in Wimbush and Josh Adams, who's been one of the most explosive players in the country, just look slow. Notre Dame looked tired. I can't necessarily explain it because talent-wise, Notre Dame's roster is probably more primed for this kind of moment than Miami should be. And yet Miami defensively has been unbelievable. They've been out without their best offensive player, and yet it hasn't really shown. So when you see a game like that, the difference in talent on the roster isn't all that grand. Notre Dame was a 3-point favorite in that game. Doesn't necessarily mean they're better, but the talent is comparable. It's just that building has not been good to Brian Kelly. The last few times we've seen him in that building, they've been run off and really, really bad. And kind of, if you're a Notre Dame fan, look, the season has had so much good considering where you were last year. And yet that's a gut punch, given the fact that we're talking playoff, the fact that you probably have one less game than everybody else. Yeah, you kind of left shaking your head and wondering what you're going to do from here.
We've talked before about jobs that are opening up and some coveted jobs, obviously Tennessee and Florida being heritage programs that they're going to be looking for somebody new. But usually this time of year, we've identified like this year's PJ Fleck. Like, we know who somebody is who is ready to take that next step. I'm not sure I have that guy right now. I mean, I know there's some recycled names. There's some coaches who've served in exile and might be ready to return, Lane Kiffin's and somebody like that. But who's on your list of, you know, keep an eye on this guy at a mid-major who's just now knocking on the door of a big job?
It's not necessarily a mid-major, but they're perceived as one. You know, Matt Campbell is going to be a star at Iowa State. And there's some questions regarding his buyout and what he's going to do. And, you know, is he going to stay long term? They're probably going to commit to him or at least try to long term. But the guy that jumped from Toledo and has really turned pretty much a dormant football program around quickly, I think that he's a guy that will get a ton of looks now and moving forward. But interesting with those guys, Mike Norvell from Memphis is another guy that is going to get a ton of interest. I think Tom Herman at Houston really played this well because the moment he touched down, the moment he started winning a few big games, there was a sense of patience. Like, you knew he wanted the Texas job. And although there'd be some really good offers, he kind of waited around. I think because these group of five schools have a little bit more resources than before, you see coaches now making upwards $1.5, even close to $2 million. You get a sense of patience from these coaches that maybe you don't have to jump at the first job that offers if the fit isn't good. And we've talked about fit versus how a coach can factor in. So to me, those guys can figure out, you know, when the time is right. That being said, Nebraska, Tennessee, Florida, Texas A&M, UCLA. I mean, there's going to be some really good jobs this year. So for that reason, I don't necessarily think there'll be the reason they have to wait. But if they want to, we know more jobs are going to just open up next year.
We got about 30 seconds. The games you're looking forward to this weekend?
I got to be honest. It's rough.
you're not looking forward to Alabama Mercer? Come on, man.
Oh, man, it's rough. You know, Wisconsin-Michigan is going to be fun. Michigan has played well. But that's about all you got. And that's an 11 a.m. game. This is historically one of the worst weekends on the slate. This year feels particularly bad. UCLA, USC, it's not all that good. The games you think would be okay are just kind of blah. So if you want to tune in for a bit, Wisconsin, Michigan in the early going is where I'd be. But other than that, man, I can't necessarily stand behind this week.
Sounds like a great time to go to a bar mitzvah.
Yes.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, guys.
Adam Kramer.
I love the uncomfortable laugh because they thought I was like just making a joke. I was talking about your kids.
You're going to be at one. Exactly. I know.
Like, Adam's like, oh, Goff's really stepping in it now, isn't he?
I was thinking the same thing. Like, wow, this is great. Nobody's going to have to be ducking out to look at television.
I'm still ducking. Yeah, still ducking. Yeah, you know, just slide him the check, give him a high five, do the dance, put on a little beanie, and bounce.
You got to eat.
I'm going to eat. As soon as y'all start dancing, I'm gonna electric slide my way, you know, do the little wave. You guys have like a 6-hour party planned.
Is that right? You're including the ceremony?
Isn't that part of the party?
Isn't that a party?
Yeah.
Well, no, the ceremony is the ceremony. The party is the party.
There's no meat getting cut, right?
Short ribs.
I was talking about personal meat.
Oh yeah. No, that not at a bar mitzvah. Unless we want something arranged. We can bring in the back and give you the hookup if you want.
And maybe, hey, take a little off the top. Hey,
while he's here, can we get him trimmed up a little bit?
A little 2-for-1 action.
This segment brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. And whatever you do, keep it here for In Other News. Look, you thought that the U.S. was unhappy about missing the World Cup?
I saw this story.
Man,
there's a country that is not.
You're
probably
going
to have to change your name and move if you're one of these players.
Scoozy. Yeah. And also, we've got a team in Utah, a high school mascot that has people asking some strange questions about what their team is called.
I have a lower ranked division football team where a player just did something to a coach and everybody just stood by and watched it happen. And also a baseball player who's got many talents. And
saw this.
It was a pretty good footage.
Cool. Yep.
All right, so we'll do that in other news coming up at the top of the hour. Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
The Score and Apple Vacations want you to win the warm. Listen to the Molly and Hanley Show tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Grand Bahia Principe Punta Cana Resort in the Dominican Republic. Do not miss your chance to win.
Thanks to the great people in Apple Vacations.
At sickle.net.
It's too easy to not do this because Stamps.com is going to save you the trip that you have been dreading. And it happens, especially during the holiday season, about having to take the time to go to the post office or send one of your employees to take the time to go to the post office this holiday season because people are busy there. The post office is busy. They're all sending holiday cards and gifts. So I mentioned Stamps.com makes everything easier. It essentially makes you your own post office 24/7 with all of the features of the post office, but it's right at your fingertips, right at your desk, and on your schedule. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage, any letter, any package, any class of mail. It's your own computer, your own printer. You just print out a label, you slap it on, and the mailman picks it up. Stamps.com could not make it easier. They send you the digital scale, so it automatically calculates the exact postage you need. You're not guessing. And then Stamps.com helps you decide the best class of mail for what you need every time. So you're printing postage any day, anytime. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, you can't beat this deal. You can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitments. So go to stamps.com. Make sure you click on the microphone at the top of the homepage before you do anything else and type in Dan. And that will get you that deal to streamline your life. Stamps.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank?
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure.